This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Cabinet approves President Ramchandra Pole's visit to Mark Werber's vision to participate in the UN Climate Change Conference COP29. Immigration Office of Kurala Checkpoint along Nepal-China border comes into operation. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says the Immigration Office will play significant role to increase trade between Nepal and China. Government to administer free HPV vaccine against cervical cancer to girls within 10 to 14 age group. Nepal and Bangladesh competing to win title of SAF Women's Championship 2024. And at least 62 people die after torrential rain causes devastating flash floods in southeastern Spain. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pole is visiting Mark Werber's vision to participate in the 29th UN Climate Change Conference COP29 to be held on November 11th to 22nd. Unveiling the decisions of the latest cabinet meeting, Minister for Communication and Information Technology and Government Spokesperson Prithvi Subbagurin informed today that the meeting of the Council of Ministers held yesterday approved the President's visit. Similarly, the Cabinet made a decision to extend the term of probe committee on the land and asset of Nepal Sanskrit University by 2 months. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has directed the Nepal Telecom for delivering quality services. The Prime Minister directed the Telecom to make full-fledged efforts to provide service to the people. The Prime Minister's remark came during a delegation visit from the Nepal Telecom to inform the Prime Minister about the assistance amount it deposited to the Prime Minister's Disaster Relief Fund. On the occasion, Telecom's Managing Director Sangeeta Aryal informed that Nepal Telecom deposited 10.27 million rupees to the relief fund. The Immigration Office of Kurala Checkpoint, located at the Nepal-China border pillar in Upper Mustang, has come into operation. Inaugurating the office at Kurala Checkpoint today, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak viewed that the Nepal-China bilateral relations would be strengthened with the operation of the new immigration office. The Home Minister said the immigration office is also significant for the movement of nationals of both countries to enhance the bilateral trade. With the operation of the immigration office, all the Nepalese can pass through the checkpoint. Earlier, only the locals of Mustang district having permission of trade from the district administration office could pass through the Kurala checkpoint. The immigration office is located at 4,650 meters above the sea level. The government is launching the HPV vaccination campaign against cervical cancer for the girls aged between 10 and 14. Dr. Avian Gautam, the Chief of Child Health and Immunization Services under the Department of Health Services, said the vaccination campaign would be launched targeting the students from class 6 to 10 and girls between the age of 10 and 14 out of the school access. According to Dr. Gautam, the campaign aims to vaccinate around 1.7 million girls. The campaign would be launched from early months of the coming year for 15 days. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Podel said the ministry would take the responsibility for managing market for the Ayurvedic medicines produced by Singha Darbar Vaidyakhana Development Committee. Addressing a program organized on the occasion of the committee's anniversary and the National Arogya Day, Minister Podel urged it to immediately increase its production. The Health Ministry stressed the need for making arrangements for the sale and distribution of the domestically manufactured Ayurvedic medicines at all the local levels throughout the country. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee has endorsed the name of proposed ambassador to Belgium Siv Alamsal for appointment to the post. A meeting of the committee chaired by its senior most member Pasupati Samsir Jabara today unanimously endorsed Lamsal's name for appointment to the post of Nepal's ambassador to Belgium. Earlier, proposed ambassador Lamsal had presented an action plan, including her experience, qualification, interest and future strategy with the committee. Lamsal had been working as secretary at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in recent days. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सादा खाना 100 रुपियाँ, मटन खाना 200 रुपियाँ। ओए, मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र?
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ, त्यही मजाले चलाउने।
*14#15# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Import of goods have begun from the Rasuaguri trade point. Pardon me, please listen it again. Import of goods has begun from the Rasuaguri trade transit point with the Rasuaguri Kerung highway coming into operation. The import has started with the resumption of the highway after its maintenance. Vehicular movement was completely disrupted along the highway after it was blocked due to recent rain-induced disasters. According to the Rasuaguri Custom Office, 4 containers of apple, 2 containers of pears and 3 containers of walnut were imported via the checkpoint on Tuesday. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 62 people died after torrential rain caused devastating flash floods in southeastern Spain. According to the BBC, in the town of Chiva near Valencia, more than a year's worth of rain fell in just 8 hours, and local officials say it is impossible to put a final figure on the number of people who have perished. Footage uploaded on social media shows floodwaters causing chaos in the wider region, knocking down bridges and dragging cars through the streets. Much of the country has been badly hit by heavy rain and hailstorms, triggering rapid flooding across multiple areas in Spain. A Chinese spacecraft with a 3-person crew, including the country's first female space engineer, has docked after a journey of more than 6 hours. According to the BBC, the crew will use the homegrown space station as a base for 6 months to conduct experiments and carry out spacewalks as Beijing gathers experience and intelligence for its eventual mission to put someone on the moon by 2030. Beijing declared the launch of Shenzhou 19 a complete success. Hundreds of people lined the street, waving and cheering the names of the astronauts as they were sent off. Now some sports update. Nepal and Bangladesh are competing for the title of the SAF Women's Championship 2024. The second half of the final match is going on at Dasarathy Stadium in Tripurasura, Kathmandu. The first half of the match ended in a goalless draw. Nepal defeated Scotland by 5 wickets in the one-day international under the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2 series today. After winning the toss and choosing to bowl first at the Grand Prairie Stadium in Dallas of the USA, Nepal bowled out Scotland for just 154 runs in 41.4 overs at the loss of all wickets. Nepal chased down the victory target in 29.5 overs at the loss of 5 wickets. Arif Sheikh contributed 51 runs to secure the victory for the Nepali team. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the country, with Karnali province along with the hilly regions of Bagmati province and Gandaki province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of Koshi province, Bagmati province and Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Cabinet approves President Ramchandra Podil's visit to Baku of Azerbaijan to participate in the UN Climate Change Conference COP29. Immigration Office of Kurala Checkpoint along Nepal-China border comes into operation. Home Minister Ramesh Likhak says the Immigration Office will play a significant role to increase trade between Nepal and China. Government to administer free HPV vaccine against cervical cancer to girls within 10 to 14 age group. Nepal and Bangladesh competing to win title of SAF Women's Championship 2024. And at least 62 people die after torrential rain causes devastating flash floods in southeastern Spain. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.